Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Lowry. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Al Lowry. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Baumholtz throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Bell for the out. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman takes first base on ball four. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Fanning and he is safe. Temple steals second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fowler hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanning strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into right field. Post picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Post. Davis goes all the way around to score. Baumholtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Talbot moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Howie Judson now pitching. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Jim Fanning. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Talbot scores. Kiner moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Clyde McCullough now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Nino Escalera pinch runs for Andy Semenik. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.